as you are able for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expect nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today's gospel can be dangerous. It's dangerous because it can be so easily taken out of context that it can be used in ways that it was never intended to be used. It's also dangerous because we can focus on the part of the gospel that seems hard and not recognize that we don't even do the easier part all that well. It's dangerous because Jesus in Luke's gospel is saying a lot that applies to our nation today, and we have the choice of following Christ and being Christians, or calling ourselves Christians and following someone else. We have to hear today's gospel reading in the larger context of Luke's gospel. So I'm going to start out by hitting a few points of a few of the highlights that we've already heard from Luke's gospel, because If I didn't hit just the highlights, I'd have to start at chapter 1 and read to you all the way to chapter 6, and I'm pretty sure you don't want to follow along for that long. So we start at Mary's song, the Magnificat. She sings, "He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." We hear it in John's proclamation about Jesus. He says, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." And then the closer context into which today's gospel needs to be placed is the blessings and the woes of the Sermon on the Plain that we heard just last week. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." Jesus is teaching all of this on level ground. There's a sense of equality to this that we can easily miss. This isn't Jesus preaching from somewhere up on high to those who are beneath him. But this is all gathered in a place that is level between somehow the valleys and the mountains. And he says all of these things. And guess what? Some people tune him out and others get up and leave. What he is saying to them is accusatory and hard to hear, especially if the woes hit a bit too close to home. So today's gospel begins with a phrase that doesn't translate as starkly as it should in English. What Jesus actually says is, "But I say to you who are still listening." That's important. Those of you who are still listening. These words aren't heard by everyone who heard what preceded. These words are heard by the ones who stuck it out even when things got a little uncomfortable. But Luke's gospel has been setting us up for these conversations since the very beginning. Now, one of the things that are dangerous is what comes next if we place these words into the wrong context. The opening words of this gospel have been used at times to tell women to stay with their abuser because that's what Jesus would want them to do, just turn the other cheek. But these words were never meant to be taken in that intimate of a way. And if anyone ever told you otherwise, I know that my apology is not enough. But I'm sorry that anyone would ever say those words to you. Luke, in this sermon on the plain, is talking systemically. Luke is talking about the entire system needing to be torn down. Jesus is pointing to the tyranny of Roman rule. Jesus' command to love your enemy isn't about the enemy you know personally, but about the enemy that would keep your whole people down. Jesus is telling them that there is a different way to respond to the powers of the day. And the response comes from a place of power and not out of fear or weakness or coercion. What Jesus is asking of those who are still listening is almost impossible. God is telling them to love their enemy the way that God loves them. The word for love here is agape, and at the heart of agape is the way that God loves us and that we are to love God in return. How can we ever love our enemy in the way that God loves us? Like I said, it seems almost impossible. But I'm not sure that this is actually the hardest part of the gospel. Jesus continues, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again." And honestly, it's this part of the gospel where I feel the condemnation. It's this part of the gospel that shows me just how far I fall short of Jesus' love for me. You see, truthfully, I don't always love those who love me. I have said things to my spouse or my children that were not loving at all. I have turned the good that others have tried to do for me into my own shame for not being enough, or worse, thinking that they are only doing good because they want something from me. I have been stingy to lend what I have even to those who would return it to me better than I sent it. I'm not sure I would be one of those who were still listening to Jesus because I would be overwhelmed with the guilt. I can't consistently do the things that sinners know how to do because I too am a sinner, I guess, of my own accord. How can I do the hard thing of loving my enemy? How can I do good to those who hate me? How can I bless those that curse me? And on down that list. The hope I have in this comes from God alone. It is God who will flatten the mountains and fill the valleys. It is God who loves in such a way that I would dare to ever love. It is God, as our gospel calls us, to be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Without God's action in Christ Jesus, I don't stand a chance, because on my own I will always choose my self-interest over the interest of others. Each week, we are tasked with a command as we are dismissed from worship. And I've said this before, I've talked about this before, but it's often something we kind of just throw away as a way of getting us out the door to move on to something else. But today, the command we hear is, go with Christ into a weary world, share the good news. In faith, we may have moments that we could count as success towards this command given to us. We might have moments when we share that good news of Jesus with others. But I want you to think back to the beginning of the service today. Think back to the confession that we made as the service began. We confess that we have sinned against God and God's beloved children. We've turned our faces away from God's glory when it did not appear as we expected. We have rejected God's word when it made us confront ourselves. We have failed to show hospitality to those God called us to welcome. And then we say, accept our repentance for the things we have done and the things we have left undone. If our confession ended there, there would be no grace. There would be no mercy. Instead, we hear the absolution that comes with it. We hear the powerful proclamation, in Christ Jesus, your sins are forgiven. So in just a few minutes, we will be given the opportunity to profess our faith with Dominic as he is baptized. We will be asked a series of questions. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? To each, we will all together respond with the words, I renounce them. Dominic, what each of the baptized learns is that in faith, we can at times renounce the devil, the powers, the ways of sin. But we also learn the grace, mercy, and forgiveness we receive in Christ Jesus, because sometimes we do the very things we have said that we wouldn't do. We also learn in baptism what it means to be a child of God and the promise that nothing can separate us from that love of God. We learn that when we fail, we have a God who can set us free from our failure and love us as we are. So, people of God, if you are still listening, know that God loves each one of you. Know that God has claimed you as beloved. Know that God wants to extend that love to those who you meet each day. God wants you to extend that love to those you meet each day. Know that sometimes you won't. Know that when you confess the things you have done and the things you have left undone, that God, who is gracious and merciful, will forgive that sin. Know that when you feel broken or alone or mistreated, God is with you. Putting this gospel into context, we continue to learn about God's love for us, God's love for all of God's people. put into context, we can recognize that without all that God has first given us, we wouldn't stand a chance. And yet, God has claimed us. God has forgiven us, and God calls us through Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit to go and share, to succeed and fail, and to return to do it all over again next week. Amen.